It's Christmas in Hollywood, Santa's back up in the hood.
So meet me under the mistletoe, let's fuck. It's Hanukkah in Inglewood, the dreidel spinning in the hood. So meet me by the menorah, let's get drunk.
Ho, ho. Oh, sorry to offend you, ladies. Oops. Welcome to Random Thoughts. I'm Ray Dog.
I'm Cherelle Renee.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
So, today we're going to be talking about something that's kind of,
controversial.
Yes, controversial. But you come to expect that from us, so.
It is Random Thoughts.
Yes. So, why do some parents teach their kids not to lie, yet they teach them to believe in Santa Claus?
I don't know.
Well, I'm no Santa, but I'm wearing a Santa suit here. I mean, come on now. Why would you teach a kid that some fat guy comes down a chimney and he leaves gifts for the children and they gotta be naughty or nice? I mean, doesn't it sound a little bit ridiculous?
It does.
See? She agrees with me.
I have to agree with him on this one. Why not just be honest with the kids and tell them, Mommy and Daddy worked really hard this year, so we were able to buy you lots of gifts because you were good.
I think so, because anything is better than believing some fat guys coming through a chimney. Sorry, fat people. No offense. But, you know, that's how I feel about it. I mean, for me, now let me ask you, some people go through a process, like I'll tell you about my process in picking out a gift for someone. Basically what I do is I try to think on the person, what they might need or want. I normally don't go up to say, I won't go to you and say, what do you want for Christmas? I don't like doing that. I like to try to, figure out, okay, this person might need X, Y, or Z. And then after I do that, then that's when the long process begins. Because I don't just drive around. I mean, come on, fuel is expensive. You can't just drive around all over the place. So what I do is, let's say I'll pick out a 20-mile radius stores like Target or Walmart or whatever. I'll go online and I'll look up for whatever I'm looking for and look for the best bargain. And then when I see the best bargain, then I'll drive to that store and go get it. And that's
your process.
That's pretty much my process. What's your process?
My process is a little more thoughtful, I guess. I like to think about the person. And I say, what are the things that they love? What do they need? I'm very sentimental, so I like to, like, for instance, for you, Ray Dog, when I picked out your gift, because I brought you a gift, I thought about all the things that Ray Dog likes and some of the things that he may even need because of the things that he likes. So I just think about the person and kind of what suits them best.
Well, I kind of do the same thing, but I'm a guy. I'm not good at explaining myself like that. But
I hate when I get like non-thoughtful gifts, like things that I'll never use, like little trinkets that I just end up throwing in a box in a closet, and then I feel really bad when I have to give it away to the Salvation Army when I do my spring cleaning.
Come on, that's not nice.
Well, then don't give me stuff that I don't need.
Well, which brings me to another thing. Always, always get a, gift receipt, because you're going to have people like her who's going to take it back to the store.
I don't take it back to the store. I give it to someone who may need it. Isn't that better than me just collecting dust, putting it in a closet somewhere?
Yeah, but there are some people out there who re-gift.
Re-gift.
Are you one of those persons?
Are you a re-gift giver?
No, I would never do that.
Yeah, right.
No, I wouldn't.
What was that movie when they kept giving that toaster oven to each other?
I know what you mean. I can't remember the name of it. That was a funny one.
He was like, didn't I give this to you for your wedding?
I'd never do that. I don't like people who would re-gift. That's just the worst. I would rather you give me a thoughtless gift than a re-gift. I mean, that's That's like be hitting below the belt. You know, that's what do you, I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I don't think re-gifting is a nice idea either. But like I said, that's why if you give it to, you know, Goodwill or the Salvation Army, though, there are people that may need those things. If I'm not that person, you should have thought of that before you gave it to me.
You should have. I mean, so the moral here is don't believe in fat guys coming down a chimney. I'm just kidding. I'm going to stop picking on Santa Claus.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate on this one.
Okay.
Let's say parents are telling this lie, or it's more like a fairy tale, like that's Cinderella, true. You know.
Well, she was hot, so that's different.
You get the bomb. I love Cinderella.
Oh, sorry.
It's like one of my favorite Disney movies. Is it true that Disney always has like a reference to sex in their movies? I mean, I've seen a couple, but I'm just not 100% sure if it's all of their
I think so,
movies.
Because look at Pinocchio. I mean, that thing grows.
So bad.
I'm sorry.
I should bomb you again for that.
Come on, that was a good one.
Oh my God. No, but seriously, Cinderella, The Lion King.
I like that movie.
I like that movie. But that's not like a fairy tale. It's
no,
just
that's
like,
not. Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
He always wears tights. I hate that. I mean, what's with the tights like Superman? I mean, come on.
We had an elf in the studio. He had some tights on.
Oh, I heard about that elf. He was a naughty. I liked him.
You swallowed him, huh?
Oh, look it. He's kicking around in there. You want to feel it?
I don't want to feel it. I'm going to bomb it because he was mean to me.
Oh, no.
That was a naughty elf. I didn't like him.
All right, so I have a gift I want to give you. I have, well...
For me?
Yeah, I have... the first thing I want to do, if you look right behind you, that's your stocking stuffer. Do you do stocking stuffers? Wave in the blue.
Oh, my God. Really?
It's a...
Oh, that's so nice. Can I take it down?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did you do that on purpose?
No. How could I set it up that nice?
Oh, they're all wrapped and everything. How sweet. Oh, look at this. I love USA stuff.
You hear that, Obama?
Salvation Army. I'm joking. That is so cool. Oh, why did you say Obama?
Because he don't love the USA.
Wait. Yes, he does.
Okay, before you... before you open, I want to just let... I usually go, another part of my ritual, which you're gonna find out. My friends already know this. Orlando already know.
Hi, Orlando. Merry Christmas.
I did this to him last year. His wife was like, "Whoa, what's going on here, Bob?" I have a ritual I go through. I'm not gonna tell you. You'll find out. Not particularly with this one, but with this one, you'll find out my ritual.
You got me more than one gift. I'm so.
So I'm blushing
right now.
So I have, you know, I usually have them go through a little ritual. You'll find out, but the fans will find out like you. So well, go ahead.
Okay, let's see what Ray Dog has in store for me. You wrapped this yourself, huh?
Yes, I'm not the best
stickers?
Rapper.
Oh, they're so cute. They're like 3D dogs.
Well, I do love dogs.
Yeah, you do. All right. Oh, we should have brought... I have to say Merry Christmas while I'm trying to figure out how to unwrap this thing. To my family, to my mom, and my auntie Sonia, and my little cousins, Andrew, Anthony, Ashton, and what's the other one? It starts with an A. Andrew, Anthony, Ashton, and Aaron. She named them all A's.
Well, I guess I should say Merry Christmas to my mom, and my sister, and my brother, and my new baby cousin, I guess.
Oh, I thought you had a kid.
No.
Say Ray Dog.
And Orlando and Turtle, keeping our country safe. Merry Christmas to all you guys.
Oh, and my daddy. I didn't say Merry Christmas. And my grandma.
My dad could go to hell.
All right, let's get this gift open. Or start damning people to hell here.
Well, I thought about you. This is a really good one.
Oh, I'm scared. You taped it up so I couldn't even get into it right off. Jeez.
What does it say on there?
You've been naughty. I am not. I've been good. What's in it?
What does Santa give people who are naughty?
I He got me coal. A lump of coal. Two lumps of coal. Thank you.
My stocking stuffers are usually gag gifts, so.
I noticed. I actually have been a little naughty this year.
See? So sad. Maybe it is a Santa, kids.
Oh, that was so sweet. Thanks. Okay, before I open this one, I want to start my gift. I even wrapped it.
What do we have?
That is... Ray Dog's always on a diet, so I figure...
Oh, this is sweet.
I got him a cookbook that it's diet food, but it's flavorful diet food. So you don't have to be starving yourself.
I love this.
And you can cook really good diet food.
Why Must I Cry?
I got him, so for the next Why Must I Cry too. He has a little... loofah, some Krabby Patties. Everybody wants Krabby Patties.
For my CDs.
And because he loves music so much, I got him something for my CDs. See how thoughtful I am? I thought of things that would benefit you.
Thank you. This is nice.
You're welcome. All right, I'm scared to open this one. Oh gosh, I gotta.
Now, this is the well. You first, you gotta see my little homemade thing there.
Oh. That. It's the studio, guys. That's so nice. I don't want to rip it now. I'll rip it from this side.
She's about to experience what Orlando's experienced, the Ray Dog ritual.
Oh boy, another ritual. What is it, a box of coal this time? You sure know how to rap here, buddy. Gosh. Next time, try gift bags. You know they have gift boxes that also have decoration on them, so all you have to do is tape it. What the heck? Is this all wrapping paper?
This is the ritual. I make them work for the gift.
Got it. Oh my god! Okay, so this is what I was talking about. You can get these types of gift boxes too, so you don't have to wrap them. Gee whiz.
I think you should turn it the other way. You're gonna make a mess.
Uh-oh. Well, how am I gonna open it?
Rip it.
It's wrapped some more. Oh my god! Are you kidding me?
So I remember when you borrowed someone's camera. Remember? So I thought maybe she could use one
Thanks
of her own.
Thanks for putting me out there.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so. That was thoughtful.
See, I can be thoughtful.
Thanks, Santa.
Hey, don't call me Santa.
Oh yeah, that's Ray Dog under that beard there.
That's right. There's no Santa.
All right. So this was very nice. Thank you so much. Did you like your gift?
Yes, I do. I'm gonna use it right away because okay.
It says you can lose 16 pounds in 60 days or something like
I'm
that.
Looking forward to that. After I swallowed an elephant.
Oh, look at that. I'm so excited. That was so sweet. Thanks, Ray. So,
do we have any tips, party tips for people who want to throw a Christmas party?
Yeah, I think we do.
Well, my first tip is this. The so-called government is saying that there's a H1N1 swine flu epidemic, so I wouldn't be using any mistletoes this year kissing a whole bunch of strangers. That's my first tip.
That's a good one. I wouldn't be using mistletoes either. Oh, while we're on H1N1, Make sure you disinfect your house before you decide to have a party and invite all your guests over. So you might want to start cleaning up a little bit early. Try one room at a time, you know, up until the day of your party, so that, you know, when you get your guests get there, it's not like gross in your house. Don't you hate going to a Christmas party?
I do.
Someone's house is like disgusting.
It's true. It's the worst. Let's see. Oh, okay, I have one. Don't invite people you really don't like in your house or you don't know that well, because they might steal from you. So don't invite strangers.
Don't invite any strangers to your Christmas party. Oh, I have a good one. When inviting people to your Christmas party, make sure you give them some time. December is a very busy month, so you don't want to invite them like 2 or 3 days before the event. You want to make sure that you give them at least, you know, 15 days before the event, so they can like properly schedule you in.
That's a good one. And you should keep in mind the guests that you're going to have, because some of them might eat meat, some of them might be vegetarian, so you want to have a variety of different foods.
Have a variety. And that is very another thing, a lot of people don't eat pork anymore. So you want to make sure, you know, if you're having people over that don't eat pork, you don't put the fish right next to the pig. That might turn them off.
This is true. I'm fresh out of ideas. I don't have any more.
Me either. So fans, if you guys have any ideas, let us know so we can let everyone else know.
And remember, kids, there's no Santa Claus. But don't tell anyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. The Galilean when the poor baby's bed, the Lord Jesus laid down his sweet way. But little Lord Jesus, just no crying in his head, just no crying now. The stars in the sky, I look down with eyes the Lord Jesus makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky now.